curse. Because if Curtis couldn't do it, guess what? It couldn't be done. Lies from the very pits of hell. God wanted me to know that he was the first, the last, my beginning, my end, my alpha, my omega. He was my everything. And that I couldn't do nothing without him. I can't breathe without him. I can't walk without him. I can't talk without him. My heart can't beat without my God. Oh God, I bless your name today. So I don't want nobody to give up on God. Because I had a moment, y'all. Yeah, I was singing on the stage. Yeah, I was playing the music. I was doing all of that. But I was toe up on the inside. I was toe up. Now, I wasn't doing nobody no wrong. I was toe up because of the things that was going on in my life. But let me tell you something else. Even in all of that, God really in the foundation. Even in all of that, the people that God placed over me, I still honor them. That was him doing the work on the inside of me. It doesn't matter if they right or wrong, you're called to love them. If you don't agree with your apostle saying he called you to be here, you ain't got to like it. But you need to honor the man of God. Honor the man of God over this house. He's stewarding you. Honor the man of God and love him. Do you understand? Honor the man of God. Because let me tell you something. He said, God is going to honor your honor. And I'm wondering, what in the world does that mean? That's how God measures where you go next. I ain't got to like you. And I was under people that didn't know half as much as I did. But I couldn't say nothing. Because in that season, I was supposed to keep my mouth shut. Because God was doing a what? Thing on the inside of me. He was doing something, somebody say, on the inside. I cannot like you and you'll never know it. Because I'm called to love you. He relayed the foundation in my life. He relayed the foundation, y'all. And I learned to love the unlovable. Even in the divorce. I learned to pray for people that didn't pray for me. That's him relaying the foundation in my life. I got a new walk. I got a new talk. My conversations are different. My circle is tight, but it's right. That's God relaying the foundation. Y'all got to understand what I'm saying here. That even I would say, God, all I'm going to do is sing and play the organ and the keyboard. He began to give me dreams. And then they would come to pass. I'm like, wait a minute now. The dreams begin to come to pass. You to go and pray for people and help them to become delivered. Because guess what? Somebody did it for me. Somebody did it for me, Maria. I was going through so much. I was going through so much, y'all. And I couldn't understand why I'm loving on people, why I'm treating people right, and in return, they're doing me wrong. But then I was reminded, look what they did Jesus. Look what they did him. And he was the most perfect. There's nobody else that will walk the face of this earth perfect like our God. There's nobody. So if they did it to him, guess what? I ain't nobody. They gonna do it to me. But he promised me that he was gonna be with me, y'all. And if he said for me, he's going to do the same thing for you and you and you. Hallelujah. The same thing for you. So I just want to thank God because he's able. He's able. He's
able. Thank you, Lord. He's able. Our God. How she was going through. People prayed. She gave the testimony of how, through the divorce and all the issues, praying for other people, probably needed prayer herself. Anybody ever been in that place where you've been giving to other people, serving other people, when you yourself needed to be given to or to be served? in that position where you're putting out when you should be receiving. This is what I know. I know this to be true. Because I've seen it time and time again. Is that whatever God pulls you out of, He places you over. You're going to catch it in a second. That when God pulls you out of a thing, He gives you a strong anointing over that thing. Some of y'all are going through some stuff right now. God says, I'm just getting you ready. I'm tempering and I'm tampering the anointing to make it strong enough that when you come out, you can go back in and pull somebody else out. Okay, let me just book and go with it. Genesis chapter number 2, verse 7. He formed and fashioned man out of the dust of the earth. Then He commissioned him over the earth. Have authority over the thing I pulled you out of. I pulled you out of it, now rule over it. I'm pulling you out of poverty and lack so you can now go show somebody else how to stay out of poverty and lack. I pulled you out of sickness and disease. You praying for a healing. I'm anointing you to go lay hands on the sick that they may recover. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word, by testimony. I'm pulling you out. I'm pulling you out so you can go in. But I don't want you just to go in by yourself. I want you to snatch somebody else with you. I just didn't take sickness off your body just so you could be healed. No, I took it off of you so that you could testify of the goodness that I'm able to do exceeding, abundant, above all. Watch this, not just for you. Because I'm no respecter of person. And I just didn't do it in your life just so that you could just sit around and boast about what all you have. I did it in your life so you could teach somebody else. So they too can testify. Yeah. God is looking for a house of testimony. A house of testimony. Bring me the apostle, a house of testimony. I want a place I can go in, I can hear people testifying about my goodness. I know y'all sin. But I'm standing on the word. You're standing on the firm foundation of His word. You're standing on His word. Now watch. I have to tell you this because I see a lot of new faces. We have become so churchy with our lingo. When we say praises go up, blessings come, y'all act like anything. Left me hanging on part B of that. When praises go up, that's good for somebody who just got saved. But somebody who walk with God, who know God, knows the true essence of praise. It's not that just blessings come down, but the blesser Himself comes down. For God inhabits the praises of His people. So when you send a praise up, God don't just send down the blessing. He comes down to bless. And I'd rather have the blesser than the blessing. Give me the blessing. Because I know if I don't ever get another blessing, I got the blesser. If I don't get another thing, I got the one who created the thing. Woo! If I don't get nothing else, I got the one who created it all. Come on, lift your hands if you would, right fast. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Because I don't know what you're going through right now, but He knows. marriage in shambles, finances running amok, kids going crazy, sickness in your body. I don't know what it is, but I know the one who is, the one who is able. I know the one who is a healer. I know the one who is the liberator. Father, we thank you for every lifted hand in this place. I thank you now, God. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all of which that they are going through right now. You're above it all. You're above every sickness, every disease. You're above it all. Every power, every principality, you're above it all. And Father, for that, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. God, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can you open up your mouth and give him a thanks in this place?
Thank you, Lord.
Can you open up your mouth? Can you thank him today? Can you thank him today? Can you thank him today? Open up your mouth and say, thank you!
Thank you!
Hallelujah. Now before you see the turn to your neighbor right there, just testify the goodness of God. Tell him how good God is. Look at the neighbor and say, God is good, God. Good. God is good. Y'all stay right there. Y'all stay right there.
We are are vessels, earthen vessels. He gives us the liberty to choose whatever we do. With however much room you make for him is the room, is the space that he will fill. I'm going to let that sit in. Whatever room you make for him, that is what he will occupy. So if you give him an inch of space, you will have an inch of power.
Come on, son.
That's enough.
Some of you may not understand what's happening right now, but this is just a shift of God. This is the flow of God. This is where God steps in and he goes beyond the program, the art of service, and God says, listen, you made room for me, so I'm about to take up the space. If I came for a word, you're in the word right now. You're sitting in the word right now. On the day of Pentecost, not a word was spoken, but everybody in the room got touched. Not one word was preached. Not one scripture read, but everybody got filled. That's the moment we're in right now. And God said, if you would come together, then I will meet you in that place. This is this is the meeting room. Thank you, Lord. This is the meeting room. This is where God comes to meet his people. You're in the meeting room. In the meeting room.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I declare and decree over every hand that is lifted today. Let this be a transformational moment for you. Some walked into an unfamiliar atmosphere. But Father, let this atmosphere be the thing that shifts and shakes and changes, molds their life from this day forward. For those who had not known you in such a way, God, Father, thank you today for showing yourself such to them today. Let this moment, God, be the marking moment that has changed everything. Their relationship with you is that much stronger from today. And your presence is more effervescent in their lives. We thank you. Lord, we give you praise. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, put your hands down. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, wait a minute, we went through all of this and you didn't give an invitation for salvation. All of this presence is for after I get saved. No. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He wants you to taste to see how good he is. For it is the goodness of God that draws one into repentance. So he said, I want to be good to you first so I can draw you second. And so if he's been good to you this morning, you have not accepted Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins,
That was the goodness of God reaching out to you to pull you in. I'm talking to you this morning. And maybe you're here and you're backslidden. You're backslidden. Yes. Now watch. You may say, well, I'm not a backslider. I'm not back into the old sin I was in. I'm not sinning. You still could be a backslider. Because a backsliding state is not sin that you're committing. It's the separation between you and God. So the more you separate from God, the more backslidden state you're in. And you may not be sinning now, but if you keep on sliding, you're going to slide right into sin. And so maybe you're here today and you say, well, I haven't committed no sin. So watch this. You know what the definition that we have created for sin? Sin is separation from God. So your backsliding state truly is a sin because you're separated from God. Calling you back today. What does that look pragmatically? You're separated from God. You don't love God like you used to. Be honest. You used to be the first one to bust the doors down for the church. First one up to hit the floor on your knees and pray for your family. First one to give a word. But now, God is secondary. Your job has come primary. Used to be mad when they told you had to work on Sunday. Now you're happy because you're getting double overtime. God has become secondary. Other things have become primary. You know why? Because you're in a backslidden state. And watch this. We're looking, but we're not judging. If that's you today, you want to accept Christ, or maybe God has become secondary. Would you lift up your mind? Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Who else would say that's me? Come on, that's you. Just stand to your feet. Well, yeah, we're looking, but we ain't judging. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Not as close as I used to be. Not where I used to be. That's why he said in Revelation, return to your first love. I got to call you back because you left me. Come back. Yeah. Who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? Come on. Come on. Stand on your feet. That's you. That's you. Stand on your feet. It's okay. He's married to the pastor. He loves you. And love covers a multitude of sins. He loves you. Who else? Who else? Some of y'all church folk 20 years need to be standing to your feet right now because you have become a settled saint. Not pursuing after God like you used to. Just settle. I'm saved and that's good. Come on, stand your feet. That's you. Come on. I'm going to come down your road in a second. I got to snatch your wig off and snatch it. Amen. Men get extensions too, so I'll snatch your extension off. Clap your hands. I want to wrap up. So for those of you who are giving your life to Christ and even here at the altar, for those who are backslidden and getting it right today, I do want you to grab some of those cards, put the card in their hand. We want to acknowledge the fact that the decision you made today, whether it's to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior or to get it right yet again,
We want to acknowledge that. We want to be praying with you and for you. My last appeal before we close, you're here today, you don't have a church home. Maybe you came by way of invitation, a family member or a friend invited you out to service on today, or maybe you found us on social media through some digital platform, heard about it some kind of way, but you came. I'm crazy enough to believe that the Holy Spirit drew you here. Maybe you're going down the road and the Holy Spirit say, turn left, and you meant to go right. And you pulled up right into this parking lot. If that's you today, you don't have a church, but looking for a church to be your first time, but the Spirit of God spoke to you. Listen, this is a decision that you have to make. Because watch this, while you're in the wilderness wandering, looking for that place, you know there was a generation of people that died in the wilderness. I don't want you to die in the wilderness. So make a decision today. Well, it's my first time, I need to see. You saw. That's enough. That's you today. Need a church, don't have a church. Would you lift your hand today? That's you. That's you. Don't have a church, need a church, looking for a church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You didn't come by compulsion, huh? Were you forced? You grab that hand and pull it up. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Even at the altar, don't have a church, need a church. Amen. But bless the Lord. Amen. Can we give the Lord a big hand clap of praise? Hey, listen, for the ladies, support the women who elevate today by supporting their ministry. They'll be out.